Philadelphia's Fishtown neighborhood has what might be the oldest Vietnam War memorial in the country. It was erected in 1967 while the war was still raging. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports the memorial to the neighborhood's fallen soldiers is now 50 years old.
The Charles Glenn Memorial is at the corner of Marlboro and Whidley Streets in Fishtown. Charlie Glenn was 6'3", skinny as a bean, quick with a laugh, and he was a pretty good basketball player. He grew up here, two blocks away, just below Girard Avenue, in the Immaculate Conception Parish.
He was an Immaculate Conception guy, as was I. Holy Name guys were above Girard Avenue. St. Mike guys were above Girard Avenue.
This is John Lonergan. He's the board chair for this memorial site. He says the names of the guys from all these parishes are carved into this memorial.
There's a playground on Front Street called Tip Top. St. Michael's guys would come down to Tip Top and play them down here, and then we'd go up to their playground, which is Hancock, up on the Hancock Street, and play them up there. So we intermingled, you know.
After Charlie Glenn died in Vietnam, July 1967, the neighbors immediately set about to make something to remember him by, taking over an abandoned row home on this corner.
They knocked it down, they paved it, and then this was all done by neighborhood people. There were no government or contract, weren't even contractors involved, except the guys who came and laid the stone. You know, they were professionals at their job.
Once that piece of granite had Charlie's name carved into it, the neighborhood held its first memorial ceremony. It was Veterans Day, 1967, just 4 months after Charlie was killed. It was a month later that Lonergan visited the site. It was Christmas, 1967, just before he himself was deployed to Vietnam.
Visiting it in 1967 kind of gave me a chill. I thought, perhaps one day my name will be on that stone. But, you know, you really don't want to believe that. All the guys that I know always thought it was the other guy that was going to get hurt, not me.
Lonergan did get hurt in Vietnam, pretty badly actually, from a landmine, but he survived. Not everyone was so lucky. Within a few years, 10 more names were carved onto the stone, all guys from the neighborhood. Most of them are buried at the Beverly National Cemetery, which is about 15 miles away, across the river in New Jersey. Another board member of the memorial, Joyce Winfelder, says Charlie's mother never owned a car.
Mrs. Glenn would say to me, I don't have to go to Beverly, or whenever I miss Charlie, I just have to walk a couple blocks, and I'm here, and I visit him. I mean, there was a time in Fishtown, not everybody had cars. You worked in the neighborhood, you used public transportation. A way to remember your family was to come here.
Now Mrs. Glenn and the parents of all these soldiers have passed on. Almost all of the soldiers memorialized died too young to have children of their own. So 50 years on, there are very few people left who remember who they were. But this weekend, the Veterans Day ceremony will feature one representative of each of the 11 names. That's a friend, a family member, who will speak on their behalf. It's not easy to find these people. Most everyone is dead or has moved away. But Winfelder has had good luck with Facebook.
6 weeks ago, the memorial had 230 friends. We're now over 1,000. So there is an interest. I'm impressed with Fishtown.
Winfelder hopes that interest builds, because technically this lot that the Charles Glenn Memorial stands on is owned by the City of Philadelphia, and it's listed as a vacant lot. Fishtown is changing quickly. While standing at this memorial site, Winfelder is surrounded on all sides by construction crews. Old buildings are coming down, new condos are rising. She says it's not hard to imagine the memorial site could be next.
As Fishtown changes, I don't like the old and new Fishtown talk. We're all Fishtowners. Even if you just moved in last week, you're a Fishtowner. And that this memorial's important because it's history of the neighborhood.
This Veterans Day ceremony begins at 1 p.m. on Saturday. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.